Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Mermoni and Fourier.
If he plays next year, I think the record's Dunsky.
That's why you want him to retire?
Oh, yeah, this needs to be it. That's my only reason.
He's
for
selfish.
Him. Yes.
Did we just witness one of the greatest weekends in NFL history?
Yeah, baby.
It's on its way.
Yeah, baby.
It is good.
Golden leg of Robbie Gould going to an NFC championship game.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
What does the future hold for Aaron Rodgers?
I didn't think we'd be talking about this after this game.
And more importantly, what does the future hold for Tom Brady?
I was thinking about winning. That's kind of my mentality always.
It's Lou.
Wish I would have had this information before I made my pick of the Rams.
The information that they actually played last Monday?
I wish someone told me LA was far from Tampa.
It's Christian.
I still can't believe AC Green was in the NBA, wasn't having sex with women. I just feel like that's the lead that I feel like nobody's talking about.
It's Mermoni and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, for the final hour here, Mermoni and Fourier. Recapping, can you remember a better weekend of football?
Oh, man. That I wasn't participating in or benefiting from? No.
I mean, we have seen, as far as divisional round, four games. Obviously, for many years, we've been blessed. The Patriots are usually in this playoff round. Okay, they haven't been the last couple years, but usually they are. So it sort of adds to the entertainment level of watching the Patriots, your team. And a lot of times they won football games. They were very successful, obviously. But for them not to be in it and to just feel like you're just sort of glued to the TV, I felt like even like my wife was glued to the TV yesterday, and she's never glued to the NFL.
Yeah, I think the day started with what seemed like it was going to be just like a whimper. Like the Rams beating the crap out of the Bucks. Like, just beating him up, and it's like, there's just no answer. Brady, no answer. Getting his ass, getting sacked, can't complete a pass. Like, all the balls hitting the dirt, and the Rams just going up and down. Like, their
Gronk
first drive was
on the
awesome.
Same page. It was a mess.
No, it was terrible. And then he comes back, and then they lose it in quick fashion, okay, after tying it up. You think that game's going to go into overtime, and Brady could actually win it. But last night's game.
Oh, my God, for the
man,
ages.
But just the high level of competency on both sides of the football with both quarterbacks and both skill position players who were involved in making these plays is unbelievable.
See, I look at like the entertainment factor because you talk about high level of competency because somebody might turn around and say, well, defensively, there was a very low level, right? Defensively, there was a lot of mistakes that were made. A lot of, you know, how do you let that happen? How do you let that happen? Oh, my God. A minute 54, they scored, what, 25 points?
Yeah.
In the last minute 54, there was 18 points scored in a minute 13. I mean, off the charts. And I know I'm not one. I don't need a 10-7 game and feel like it's good football, like old school. That's what I want last night. And it made you realize, too, like how the quick hitters and the talent offensively, you know, made you think about the Patriots. You're like, oh, my God. God, this is to me, I've changed my way of rebuilding the New England Patriots. They got to get offense. They got to get a number one wide receiver. I got to see if Mac Jones belongs in any of these categories. Like, they got to score points. And then, you know what, defensively? Whatever. Like, give me a stop or two. Because these teams, you know, the Bills and the Chiefs, to me, aren't going anywhere. It was a fantastic game. I sort of feel for Josh Allen because we got into some of these overtime rules. You know, with 13 seconds left, an absolute bullet to Gabriel Davis to go up. 13 seconds left in the game. He never touched the ball again and lost. I mean, it was like different level. Josh Allen. Like, we saw him against New England. He did it again here against the Chiefs. but they just went up against a team that does the same thing.
Well, it's funny. You bring up an interesting, you know, observation as far as you're focusing on just the offense. But if you were going to flip it and say, okay, high level of competency just for each offensive side, like each coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, who doesn't get any credit for calling
none
the
whatsoever.
Offense. Like there was a time where they would say Reed and Bieniemy. Reed and Bieniemy. And then at the end of the game, it was all Andy Reed. They didn't mention Eric Bieniemy's name right. at all. And then on the offensive side, it was all Brian Daboll. Right? Sean McDermott's not calling plays. He's not involved in that. He lets his guy do his thing. And it was awesome. But defensively, you look at Sean McDermott. You look at Spagnuolo, okay, who runs the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like some of these plays, like Davis, he has 4 touchdowns. The last 2, wide open.
Wow.
Wide open.
The 4th and 14, whatever it was.
Like, why? Where is everybody? I feel like, you know, you talk about teams playing tight or being nervous or being tentative. Like, that was the Chiefs' defense, and that was the Bills' defense.
But I think a lot of that has to do with the stress that these offensive weapons are putting on you. You know, and I think that creates, like, those sort of things. And I thought Sean McDermott, I thought, had a great football game. First drive, went for twice on 4th down. You know, then and they got it, and they scored a touchdown. That late drive, we mentioned that touchdown pass with Davis was wide open in the end zone. That was like 1:54, 4th and 13. You know, and you sat there and it's like, ah, do you kick the field goal down 5 to go down 2? You got all your timeouts. What do you do? You know, and it's like, no, you go for it because, you know, whatever. I mean, you got all your timeouts, and you try to get a stop and get the ball back, right? You're only down 5. He goes for it, wide open touchdown. But with 13 seconds to go, I felt like he lost his mind. Like, with 13 seconds to go, as good of a game as Sean McDermott had, I thought he made a couple of mistakes.
High-level mistakes
that you need to kind of do late in games.
So it's almost like one mistake led to another mistake, right? So you're right. He managed that game perfectly. He managed his team perfectly. He kept them in the game. Like, just like what a head coach was going to do, was making all the right calls, making all the right decisions. But when he needed it most, right, you would think, okay, so the first mistake after they scored and there was 13 seconds left was what? So now the Bills are up 3, okay? They just scored another touchdown. We went back and forth, back and forth. They score a touchdown. Now they're up
13 3. 13 seconds left.
So, yeah. So he decides to kick it out of the end zone and just give the Chiefs the ball at the 25-yard line.
No time.
Therefore, running no time off the clock whatsoever. Instead of just squib kicking it. And honest to God, he was asked about it multiple times. He wouldn't answer the question.
Well, this was him after the game talking about it.
Did you consider a squib kick there? Would that have made a difference? Or how do you think about those plays? I mean, it's only 13, but maybe to waste a little more time, was that ever considered?
Yeah, we talk about a lot of things, Mike. I'm just going to leave it at the execution, and that starts with me.
Sounds like Mac. All it's missing is I can do better. We can do better.
Is that him saying that he made a mistake? We talk about a lot of things, and it's about execution. It starts with me.
If he's in his coaching meeting and they're sitting there and they're like, you know, reminiscing about the game on the bus, on the plane, and they can't close their eyes because all they think about are the 2 mistakes that they made. Okay, I would call them 2 crucial mistakes, critical mistakes. The first one, 13 seconds left, squib kick it. Oh, you know, but he can grab it and, you know, and then just take a knee. Okay, but maybe he takes a knee at the 10.
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe it's not at the 25.
And honestly, maybe it's like a second or 2 gets taken off because at that point, like, every single second matters, right? Like, even if you take a second or 2 for him to catch it and put a knee down, or maybe he bobbles it and picks it up, puts a knee down, you run 2 seconds off. Now you run another play and it's like 6 seconds and you're like, Jesus, do we have time for another play? You know what I mean? Like, when you have 8 seconds, you got time for another play. You know, so every single, like, second with his 13 left, like, matters. And, yeah. he didn't do it. I want to go. Let me go to Bill in New Hampshire because he wants to talk about the squib kick. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, guys. First-time caller. Hey, you have a great show. I appreciate you taking my call.
Okay, what's up?
That was the greatest game. I'm telling you, I'm in my 60s. I've watched a lot of football. That was the absolute greatest game I have ever seen in my life. And I'll tell you, you guys took the word right out of my mouth. That's what I wanted to talk about. With 13 seconds left, what was McDermott thinking? Because why couldn't he tell his kicker, listen, just kick the ball so it ends up short of the goal line so the guy has to field the ball and he has to run with it because they need 3 points to score. So as he's running back with the football, time is coming off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting time off the clock. So someone's going to tackle him, but he's going to probably end up only with one play left.
I'm saying, Bill.
And I don't think, you know, I don't think they're going to be able to kick a 75-yard field goal.
So here's the thing, and the other thing is it's a live ball.
Well, you said
you have to grab the ball. You can't let it drop.
You know, these guys do it all the time. They're like, hey, we're going to kick it to the end zone, you know, but this time we want you to kick it to the five or the four. And like you said, kick it to the five in the air if you want. What are you going to run it out and burn like 3 or 4 or 5 seconds with 13 to go? Or you're going to catch it and fair catch it? Take it at the five? Take it at the five.
Yeah. And then what if you say this? You know what? Let's say you're trying to field the ball and your heels are at five because the ball is coming down. Well, let's say, oh, you know what? Hot. I don't want to touch it. I'm going to let it go in the end zone. What if it bounces backwards?
Right.
Like, what if it bounces sideways?
Why don't we just kick it to the five?
Okay. So the burden is on the Chiefs. Like, the pressure is on the Chiefs. Sean McDermott did the Chiefs and Andy Reid such a huge favor by just, you know what, take it out to 25.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances. I don't think you can go 44 yards in 10 seconds.
So let me give you this one, too.
Which is what they did.
Because I don't know if you remember this or not. Back in 2016, it was week 10, and the Niners were playing the Saints. And they were going into halftime. The Saints had the ball on the Niners' 13-yard line. And when Breeze snapped the ball, the 49ers grabbed every single receiver they could find, and they pulled them to the ground. With eight seconds to go. Trying to get one player, maybe two. And it ran like 5 seconds off the clock. So it was a defensive holding. The Saints went from the 13 to the 8-yard line. But it ran like 5 seconds off the clock, and it forced the Saints to just kick a field goal. They no longer had enough time. It was like 3 seconds left. They no longer had time to run a play to score a touchdown. So they just said, screw it, we'll kick a field goal. That offseason, the NFL tried to close that loophole. They kind of did, but really didn't. So because they allow you to do it the first time. You can do it the first time, but you can't do it the second time. If you do it the second time, all right, it is now a 15-yard penalty, and the time actually goes back on the clock, right? So the 5 seconds go back on, and then you just get the ball 15 yards. But one time, you can do it. It's legal to do it once. So with 13 seconds to go, rather than letting Tyreek Hill go for 20, why not just grab everybody? And just burn another 5 seconds. Now, okay, I'll give you 5 yards. Awesome. You get it to 30. Guess what? There's 8 seconds to go. You know what I mean? Now you've got one play and you got to do something. You don't have two plays. You got one play and you got to either throw it to the end zone or kick a 70-yard field goal. You know what I mean? And they didn't do that either.
See,
and that's like high-level stuff, but this is what these guys get paid for.
Okay, so they don't
swim kick it. It's happened before.
And they don't – that's a clever idea. I feel like Sean McDermott was really close to being like – almost like revered as a saint if he was able to just to manage this situation. Mm-hmm. He would be hosting an AFC championship game. Like, the last time that happened was when Jim Kelly was your quarterback. Like, imagine Bills Mafia having another opportunity to invade Buffalo, and you know it's going to be cold as hell. Okay, so they know. So that was his first mistake. The second mistake wasn't the first play from scrimmage after they fielded the ball, because the Tyreek Hill play, okay, I thought was clever. I thought it was a good job, but still, he only, I don't know, what did he get, 20 yards, okay?
19, yeah.
19 yards. Now, you can't risk them getting, because even during the telecast, they were talking to Jay Feely, man, can he get 60? Can he get 66? Like, what are they going to have to do? What kind of approach is he going to have to do a crow hop in order to get more distance, okay? But no, what they do is they let Travis Kelce run freeze a bird in this huge alley you could literally drive a truck through. Like a big-ass truck.
Big one.
And nobody stops him. He easily catches the ball, rumbles about another 10 yards, calls timeout. They're in field goal range. They kick the ball. Game's over. Well, actually, overtime, but then it was game over because they won the toss and they went down and scored. And Travis Kelce again. So, like, they're three best players.
Yeah.
Think about what you're looking for as a Patriot fan. Kelce, Hill, Mahomes.
By the way, real quick, like, Kansas City started that drive with all three of their timeouts.
That was the other thing.
Look at Andy Reid.
Both, I know.
Very
Where's Michael Lombardi right now?
Very
Where's
proud
the fat
of you.
Kid at the buffet?
We're very proud.
But
of
both
you.
Teams had all their
they did.
Caught all their timeouts. So they used that. They both saved them and used them. Even the last time
but
Buffalo
it gets to your
scored,
point, like the Kansas City. It's why, like, you know, all through the year when it was just like, who's the most whose team most dangerous? Who's the team you're scared of? It's always the Chiefs. It'll always be the Chiefs. You know, maybe it's the Bills now too, but still, it's the Chiefs. And they can look bad all they want, all during the season. They can lose games, and how do you lose to this team? And how do they lose? Something's not right there. Okay, whatever. when they get to the postseason, and even saw it week one against Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh had a great first half. They were trailing 21-7. You know, and because it's just a matter of time. As long as you have Mahomes and Kelce and Hill, that they're always going to be the most dangerous team for what we just saw over the weekend. Like, that was an unbelievable performance by Josh Allen. It's just that he went up against those guys, and they just shut it down. They just went and they just did what they do, you know, and it's like, it's scary. It's scary when you look at the Patriots, you see those two teams last night. And it makes you think about the rebuild. And I've actually changed my plan of how I want this team to rebuild and what I want to do first. We'll get into that, too, as well. How much did this weekend scare you? If you're a Patriots fan, how far away do you think this team is? We'll get into that as well as what we saw down in Tampa Bay. Was that Tom Brady's last game? We'll do it next on Maloney and Foray.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Miss something?
Download the Odyssey app and rewind the show or listen to the podcast.
This is Maloney and Foray on WEEI.
All right, just talking about this game last night, actually the whole weekend in particular, but this Bills-Chiefs game and watching football this weekend, kind of thinking about your Patriots team and where they're at right now. I want to go to Sarah, who's in Norwood. Sarah, go ahead. You're on with Lou and Christian.
Wow. I mean, I've been a Patriots fan and a Red Sox fan my whole life, and I just, I was glued to the TV this weekend for football. Amazing games. And I'm just wondering, you know, as a Patriots fan, I look at the Chiefs and the Bills, and I think we are years away from being able to compete with them at that level. And I'm also wondering what you think Bill Belichick is thinking, looking at the competition that we all saw. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was, Aaron. Appreciate the call. You go back to Bill walking into that locker room with Josh Allen saying, yeah, we just couldn't keep up. And I felt like the last time he felt like he couldn't keep up was 06 against Peyton Manning. And it's what I want him to do now. I want him to keep up. Randy Moss, Wes Welker, Dante Stallworth, I want him to keep up offensively.
Do you think Andy Reid went into the visitors' locker room and said, hey, man, beautiful time.
No,
beautiful
game.
Sean McDermott would have to go to Patrick Mahomes.
We just couldn't.
It wasn't my fault. You know, I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. I should have squib kicked it.
Yeah, I can see Bill like sitting there saying we got to improve the defense, and everybody's talking about speed at linebacker, speed at linebacker. That's good. Whatever. Speed at linebacker is not covering Tyreek Hill. You know what I mean? Like, it's just speed at linebacker. Good. Improve your defense so you can be a good defense, and you'll have a good offense. And then that will win 10 games. And then you'll get stomped in the postseason when you play, like, real football teams. Right? I mean, it's just, to me, it's like, get him a number one weapon. Find out who Mac Jones is. Find out if he can compete. Find out who he is. And then try to score some points. You know, match these guys. Defensively, hey, scheme it up. You can go do your thing. You know, go get you. Go try to find your Vrabels and your Van Noys. You know, draft or whatever, trades, whatever it might be. But offensively, you got to get a number one weapon to keep up. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Tim, what's going on?
Not much. I got to say one thing, Lou. You had me in stitches about 45 minutes ago about Mac. Well, you know what? Your conspiracy theory, we're going to have to throw out there about the franchise making Mac who he is, right? Yep. So here we go. Christian, another thing. On the other deal, remember I called on Friday or Thursday, and I said about the bulldozers on the line, on the offense and defense, I had you guys in stitches because I said these guys are going to run over people, and if we have our top five defense the way these guys you're going to see on Friday or Saturday or Sunday, I said this is what's going to really put the nail in the coffin on how many guys we really need. I think one last thing I'm going to say is about you. You got it right, Christian. This kid here, if he has a scat back or a blocking back for him that can stop blocking for that run game of Buffalo's, and we're going to be in trouble because then Allen won't have to run the way he has been running, and he can pick apart people and then run crazy like a giraffe when he has to down the field.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Is that one area? But is that the one area we talk about the Bills? What do they have to do? I say nothing. Nothing. It's just like don't lose your mind with 13 seconds to go in a football game.
Smack their coach around and like get him right.
But it's like Singletary ran the ball more in the off, you know, at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But is it like upgrade Singletary? Get yourself like, you know, whatever. Go find yourself a running back. He's okay.
When they needed a big play, it was either Josh Allen throwing or Josh Allen running.
Right. But you can't do this for 18 weeks. And no, we even said that the last 4 weeks, like, Allen got more involved in the running game. You know, and Singletary did too. And I'm not saying Singletary might have been the plan, but maybe that's sort of it with Allen. It's like, hey, we can't do this for 18 weeks. But, you know, the last quarter of the season, come playoff time, we're cutting you loose. You know, whatever, fourth and four, third and four, it's all you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's you. Like you said, what did you say, running the Wildcat with a quarterback?
That's all it is.
That's basically what it is.
It's instead of a tailback, you actually have a quarterback who is also a tailback.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Rob in New Hampshire. Talks about the Buffalo Bills, heartbroken Bills Mafia. What up, Rob?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Yeah, it was a tough one, I tell you. One thing you said, Lou, just a couple of minutes ago was about keeping up, and that's the one thing I noticed last night about the Bills. You know, if you call it a mistake, you just call it, you know, better talent on the other side of the ball, is they just couldn't keep up with this Tyreek Hill and that other guy coming across the middle, and it just killed them. As you saw that Tyreek, you know, touchdown – burnt them, and if they had just stopped those two plays, I think we'd be talking about a different story today. And that was my only real problem with the game last night. I wasn't too upset with the squib kick and all that stuff, but it was more letting those guys run free over the middle, and just they turned the afterburners on. There's nobody's going to stop them.
Yeah, but listen, thanks, Rob. Yeah. Listen, if you're a Bills fan, your coach is stupid. If you're a Bills fan right now, it's a real test to see how loyal you can be to Sean McDermott and the Bills. It's a real challenge to support this guy with the stupid, oh, you know what, it couldn't be, you know, these guys are just too fast, couldn't keep up with them. You were going blow for blow with them. You actually
seemed like they couldn't keep up with Gabriel Davis.
No, they couldn't. He had 4 touchdowns, 200 yards receiving. Yeah. You kidding me? He was always wide open.
Imagine if he had put up that kind of performance, and I don't even know what the final numbers were, but Steph Diggs? What did he have, 3
catches?
I think
he had 3 or 4. He had a big-time 2-point conversion catch where he put him up 3. And then there's 13 seconds left, okay?
Yeah, it's 3 catches for 7 yards.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's doubled ridiculous. The whole time. They had decided that Diggs was not going to beat him. They'd rather let Allen beat him.
Yeah, and he did. One more on the Bills fans. We say Mark in Springfield. Go ahead, buddy.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Not much, guys. Hey, yeah, it was a disappointing game for me as well. I'm a Mafia fan also. The thing is with that 13 seconds, my opinion on that, if he would have taken an opportunity to try a two-point conversion, he would have ran the clock on that two-point conversion. We would have won the game. Didn't even have to kick it off. Just play a two-point conversion at the end of the game.
You know, I don't think the clock runs on extra points.
What's that?
The clock doesn't run on extra points.
Everybody keeps bringing that
up. We've had a couple
of
these before. Like,
so if people would do that. People would do that like crazy. They would just keep running around.
Someone said the same thing. The two-point conversion, I should have went for two, and Ike McKenzie run back to the goal line, take a safety. But it doesn't run.
Just keep running around like you're playing tag. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Yeah.
I got you, Stan. But the thing is also, like you said, the leaving that middle wide open the way they did and letting them run across the middle like a lane, a highway lane, that was pretty stupid.
Yeah,
they should have locked them up right in the beginning.
Yeah, but it never even gets to that if it really is as simple as this. Like, you whiffed. You made the wrong decision. Maybe I wish he would say, who told him, you know what? Like, what was he afraid of by squib kicking it? That's what I want to know. What was your fear? Because ultimately, you were nervous about something. So what? So their kickoff team would get them in really good field position, that your kicker would kick it out of bounds and they get it at the 35. Like, I mean, and if your guy does return it, you got to have a lot of faith, like, that they're going to be able to get it, because that's 8-9 seconds right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they have that long of a return, if you tackle him, he doesn't score for a touchdown, it's like you're probably burning 7-8 seconds.
No,
off the clock.
It doesn't.
Now to get it with five.
You know what? If I'm a Bills Mafia, if I'm one of those guys, I want an answer. Like, yeah. I mean, look at us. Look at me trying to demand an answer.
So let me ask you, because you know, we've had a couple of Bills fans call up, and no one's mentioned overtime rules. Now, where do you sit with the overtime rules? I thought it was interesting because after the 2018 AFC Championship game, Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs in the offseason tried to get that rule changed because the Patriots won the toss and went right down, scored, and they went to the Super Bowl. So now they're the beneficiary of this rule. They get the ball first. They go right down and score a touchdown. I'm not so sure Kansas City be bitching about this rule anymore, but do the Bills have legit beef? What do you think about the overtime rule?
No, I know this isn't a popular take, but no, I kind of like it the way it is. I'm fine with it.
I'm with you.
Yeah, really?
I am. Because
you'd be, your offense has got to go after it.
No, because when the Patriots did it, it was like, listen, deal with it. And so, oh, you're just doing it because the Patriots won. No, like here, the Chiefs won. This is the rules. And quite frankly, if you turn around, the only way to do it is college rules, and I don't like that. Because if you said, okay, no, the Bills have to have a chance to win, to touch the ball, and then we can go to, sudden death after that. Okay. Everybody keeps saying, neither team could stop either team offensively. They couldn't stop them. Okay, well, let's play by those rules. So Kansas City scores. Buffalo comes down. What do? They score a touchdown because the Chiefs can't stop them either. Now what? Now it's sudden death. Now the Chiefs get the ball, they kick a field goal, win the game. Well, what's changed? What's different? Like, what? But
in that situation,
more opportunity to stop. We're all admitting nobody can stop either team.
No, I know, but I think if there is a special set of circumstances where you have two teams that are constantly going up and down, neither defense
is
stopping.
New England and Kansas City at 18. If Kansas City got the ball, they probably went down score.
Then fine. Then we all win. I think we're all winners in that situation because you're watching just such an entertaining game that is going back and forth. Like, eventually there needs to be an ending. Now I'm with you. I don't like the college rules.
And then
rules.
One rule, like somebody call up early and say, just play a whole fifth quarter. Just play 15 minutes of football, whole fifth quarter. Okay, fine. What if they both score and it's 7-7? Then what do we do in the sixth quarter? Sudden death? Are we in the same boat? You know, whoever gets the ball, go kick a field goal?
And here's the thing. People are blaming.
You got to make sure they get the ball each the same amount of time like college, and I don't like that.
See, here's the thing. I would be, if the NFL had one tweak where it was each position, each side of the ball has to actually play a set of downs. So each offense gets an opportunity and each defense gets an opportunity. Hell, the Bills could have ended that game with an interception and for a return for a touchdown.
They could have stopped them, kicked the field goal.
They could have stopped them. They could have punted it. They could have kicked the field goal and missed. The defense had plenty of opportunities to stop the Kansas City Chiefs and give the ball back to the Bills, and they couldn't do it, to their offense. They couldn't do it. So why isn't there some burden that should be placed on the defense? Like, here's the thing. If you're telling me this is a top 20 defense, no. The number one defense in the NFL was out on the field against the Chiefs, and they had no answer for any of their players.
Yeah, so the current overtime scoring rules, that it's not sudden death unless the team that gets the ball first scores a touchdown, was implemented in 2010 in the playoffs. So under the current overtime rules, there have been 163 overtime games, including the playoffs, so regular season and the postseason. And the team that wins the coin toss is 86-67-10, 52.8 winning percentage. So not like terrible. Not like, oh, if you get the ball, it's over. However, in the playoffs, different story. There's been 11, under the current rules, 11 OT playoff games, and the team that won the coin toss is 10-1. The only team that lost was the Saints in 18 with that that non-pass interference call. 10-1, and 7 of those 10 teams got the ball and scored a touchdown first.
Yeah, so based on that, maybe they changed the rules.
But people say, like, based on that game last night, they're going to change the rules, right? Because it's like a big game. Well, what was the AFC Championship game in 2018? The winner goes to the Super Bowl, and this happened. Was this game last night bigger than that one? I don't think so.
No, it wasn't, but I do.
And that didn't change the rule.
It's like, okay, so there's such an emphasis on offense and scoring. And if you have two high-powered offenses and only one of those offenses gets a chance to prove that they're high-powered, then it almost feels like you're cheating or it's a disadvantage. Or if you have a situation like the Bills and the Chiefs, the game is decided just purely on the coin flip. Whoever wins the coin flip, it's a 50-50 chance. Eh, okay, so why are we even out here? Because you're going to win. It's 10-1, right, in the playoffs. Whoever wins the coin toss?
7. Touchdown. First drive. Game over.
7?
7 of them. Wow. 7 of them. Let's go to Lee. Looks like a Chiefs fan. What's up, Lee? How you doing, man? You're a little Christian.
Hey. Hey, how you guys doing? I'm a lifelong Chief fan, and, like, 4 years ago, it didn't work out so well when, you know, we lost to the Patriots, and, you know, it last night was the other end of the spectrum. I mean, they won the coin toss. They took the ball down and scored. I mean, you know, I was ready to cry myself to sleep with 13 seconds to go, but it's Patrick Mahomes over there. And, you know, kicking it deep like that was the stupidest thing he could have ever done. You know, I just feel that don't change the rule. Leave it the way it is.
Yeah, of course.
Right, thanks, Lee.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were saying that 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, no, he was not saying it 2-3 years ago. Like, every single Chief fan or Chief player was like, I bet you a lot of back then in 18, I bet you they didn't even realize, like, what? We don't get the ball? Wait, what? I bet you they didn't even understand the rules.
Well, I think there was a lot more anger back then. Number one, like I said, like, that game 3 years ago, you know, 2018 AFC Championship game, was a bigger game than last night's. Like, the winner goes to the Super Bowl. And I think there was some added anger because it was the Patriots that actually went to the Super Bowl, correct? I mean, you know how that is. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was like the Patriots going back to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs got cheated. Pat Mahomes, everybody's darling. You know, that. So there was a lot of anger there. I think, you know, there's similar here, but the stakes weren't as high. So this, now after last night, they're going to change it. No, stakes were higher 3 years ago. They didn't change it. It ain't going
to
happen.
No, the Ravens came up with this random, weird, like, solution to the overtime rules.
Placement. Call
it and spot it.
Yeah.
So the first team gets to determine where the ball is placed. It could be on the 1 yard line. It could be on the 30 yard line. The other team gets to determine whether they're on offense or defense.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm open to all ideas. I don't care. I honestly, God, don't care. It's regardless of how they play it out. Overtime is awesome, especially in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Like, I don't care what format you throw out there, what type of rules. It's going to be great. So whatever, do whatever, change it. I don't care. Change it every year. I mean, actually, that's a good idea.
Jason in Maine, go ahead, Jason. What's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
I'm okay with the McDermott kickoff. When's the last time a team's kicked a field goal with 13 seconds left from the 25?
Okay, so I guess that's it. Like, why risk it? Why you're dealing with a psychotic, crazy, you know, explosive team? There's no harm, Jason. There's no harm by squib kicking.
I mean, Tyreek Hill wasn't even back there, right? They used Pringle, don't they? Was he back? Yeah, Tyreek Hill wasn't even back there. Not. I'm just saying, like, what? Why wouldn't you kick it to the 5 yard line?
I'm not even worried about them. You know who's getting the ball? Travis Kelsey. Tyreek Hill. Stop the two guys. You got 13 seconds. You need one incompletion.
No, I get it. But, I mean, if you just kick it to the 5 yard line, like, they could fair catch it and spot the ball at the 5. You know, like, good. Okay, good. You got 2 plays from the 5. Go get them. You know, or they could try to run it and try to get another 15, 20 yards to take 5 yards off, you know, 5 seconds off the clock. And now you're basically at the 25-30 with 8 seconds.
Even
to
if
go.
They took
you got time
2 seconds
for one play.
Off. Like, and think then about it.
Hail Mary.
It is stupid. He missed an opportunity to really seal the game, Jason. That's just that's the reality of it. And the Chiefs did have all their timeouts left, so it's not like I mean, they were it was they were up against it, but they still had a safety net at least to stop the clock and maybe heave a hook and ladder or Hail Mary. So thank
another
you.
Another point also, I think we watched the two best quarterbacks in the league last night. And Mac Jones, I'm not sure if he'll ever be on that level. The only way Patriots ever get on that level is if Aaron Rodgers comes here or if Tom Brady decides he wants to come back.
All right, Jason, appreciate it. This is, I guess, thanks for the call. This is from Robert Rimson, I guess covers the Chiefs. For what it's worth, Harrison Buckner, who does the kickoffs for the Chiefs. Yeah, thanks. Says he would have had second thoughts about doing a squib kick with 13 seconds left if he were the Bills, saying KC's return team is too dangerous and probably could have gotten it to the 50 in 4 seconds. So, I mean, obviously, whatever. It's Buckner, right? But it's okay. Yeah, you get it there in 4 seconds. Now you get 9 seconds.
You know how you get
a timeout?
You know how you get the ball?
I mean,
you get a squib kick. You know how you get a squib kick to the 50? Some guy kicks the ball, line drives, hits some dude in the head, hits it too hard, it gets to the returner too fast, and then he picks it up at like the 35, and then he runs, 10, 15 yards. I mean, it's all about the execution. I don't think McDermott had faith in his execution to pull it off correctly. Like, and he should have. But even with that, he still allowed two big plays in that situation. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the Tyreek Hill play, but the Travis Kelce play was really the dagger.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yep. Can I ask a question?
Ryan, sorry.
Do you think that there was even a discussion with Sean McDermott and his special teams coach and the kicker about this is what we're going to do here? Because I don't. I think they were geeking out on the sidelines going, we got this thing, we're winning, where do you want to have dinner tonight? Guys, it's on me, yeah. It's on me. I don't believe for 1 second Sean McDermott had any conversation. So when you go, why didn't he squib kick it? He doesn't have an answer to that because he's like, geez, wish I had thought of that.
I just don't know what ultimately, I guess that would be your fear if you're McDermott is that you think they have the opportunity. I guess kicking
it out. We get it to the 25, they have 13
you
seconds
have the
left,
answers.
They get all their timeouts. They have two plays to get in field goal range, and that's it.
They even mailed
and
in.
They took a shot. They took a shot with that rather than saying, okay, we run the risk of them returning it for a touchdown losing.
You remove that option from the Chiefs.
You don't lose.
I would actually add this. If you have 13 seconds left and you're the number one defense and you can't stop them, then you should lose.
Well, they did.
Because you didn't deserve it. Are you kidding me? You're the number one defense in the NFL,
covering the sidelines.
Yeah.
They have all three timeouts.
Doing.
They're covering the sidelines. Yeah. Meanwhile, Tyreek Hill can run 20 yards downfield without anybody touching him.
It happened so
true.
They weren't ready. They were not ready.
Keep covering the sidelines. They have all their timeouts left. All right. We got last call. It's coming up next. Also, may touch on a little Tom Brady, please. We've been all over these games all week, all show long, but we'll touch on that and last call. It's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, before we get the last call, because we've been kind of a lot on that Buffalo Bills Chiefs game, I want to ask you about that Tom Brady and the Rams game. At 27-3, raise your hand. How many people sat there and said 28-3, he can do it? My kid was even like, Dad, it's 27-3. Remember 20? I'm like, Mace, sorry, buddy, it's a different. He was rooting for the Rams though, but I'm like, different year, different team. Ain't gonna happen.
Getting smoked. I was amazed again. Think about all the crazy things that had to happen, all the gifts, all the opportunities, once-in-a-lifetime type stuff that hasn't happened to the Rams all year, like the snap that Stafford, like the center just snaps the ball, literally like like he threw the ball. It was like a spiral when you see it in slow motion. You know, it looks like a spiral.
With the way that game ended, the one thing you forgot, and we actually saw it watching on the TV, was at the end of the half, Cam Akers fumbling on the two.
I know.
Like it was 20-3 going into halftime, and Akers, they're going in again. I mean, they're making it 27-3 at half, and he fumbles. And the ball, he lets go of the ball just before his helmet hits the ground. And you're thinking, God, I mean, 27-3 and a half.
They should have piled on. It should have been, it really should
Cooper
have been
Kupp
a blowout.
With a fumble?
Yeah, it should have been a blowout. Right?
Cam Akers fumbles again with 2.5 minutes to go. And when it was 27, that deep ball to Mike Evans, you know, you're like, man, they hit that thing quick. Because you look at it going, by the time they drive down, it'll be like, maybe under 2 minutes. Maybe they'll get the ball back with, what, a minute to go, maybe. But a quick hit to Evans, you're like, oh, this could get interesting. And then Akers fumbles again, but 2.5, 27-20, so, and you're like, they're tying it
I
up.
I know, and
there's no it, question like, in my you, mind Brady's going
to
tie it
to
up.
To your point, though, like, it wasn't like the Bucks were, like, at that point playing flawless.
No.
Perfect. They weren't. They were still tripping over their shoelaces.
But you had that, the pass to Evans, right, with Weddle's hit on him, and it was controversial. Yeah. Was that after the play? And so it was still a turnover on downs. They had the ball again on the Rams, like, 30-yard line, 4th-and-9, incomplete. Like, they had two, you know, drives that stalled in the middle of this fourth quarter comeback, which kind of just shows to show you how much the Rams tried to hand it over to them.
It was amazing that, the fact that they almost coughed that up. And then, just to cap it, the throw that Matthew Stafford had to Cooper Kupp was just amazing.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was able to do that because the Bucs miscommunicated the call. And it was supposed to be a flat-out, all-out blitz, and some guys didn't go.
But, you know, like, Arians talked about that, right? Like, there was just miscommunication. Mm-hmm. So there should have been more pressure on Stafford. Yeah. We saw it, too. I mean, Dominican Sue was right in his face. Like, actually hit him as he was throwing that football.
Which makes me think that
like
the call...
They got pressure on him.
Well, but can imagine... So he was delayed a tad. Imagine if the same call is made, now right to the side of Dominican Sue, here comes Levante David. Full sprint. I mean, it would have been a different outcome. I don't know. I still think Stafford chucks it up there because he just trusts Cooper Kupp, and he's going to throw it in the vicinity knowing that he's going to get behind the defense, which is amazing in itself.
Do you still think that was Tom Brady's last game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Really?
Yes. I'm more convinced now than ever.
You know, it was funny because when it was 27-3, my wife was watching it with her, and she's like, he can't go out like this. Like, this can't be his last game. He can't go out like this. And I'm like, well, you know, odds are he's going to lose his last game. Very good chance he's going to lose
Guaranteed.
His last game, right? Like, he's not going to, he could win the Super Bowl next year, whatever, but it's like, but the odds are he's going to lose his last game. So eventually, it's going to be ugly. And then when he came back, and I'm thinking, now he can. Like, he just orchestrated another epic comeback, 28-3, 27-3, got it, and walked off the field, driving his team down the field to tie it late on a touchdown.
He did everything he needed
and
to.
And then he gave it up, but I'm like, now he can. Because it might not get better than that,
yep.
Other than a Super Bowl, right? Because how else he walked off the field, coming back from 27-3 and driving down the
he
field.
Ended, like, whether he this is just
short of a Super Bowl,
he didn't win the game, but he ended playing at a high level.
Yeah,
and if he means it, it's not about whether he sucks; it's whether about playing at a championship level. A lot of it has to do with the team that he's on.
All right, let's get the last call. Last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. You can donate today and your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com. We'll give a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. All right, Ryan, what do we got here? You going to play a little game with us?
Try to determine
the game?
Well, we got this quick audible. Tyler just found something that's actually very interesting. Would you like to play the broadcast game, or would you like to know where Antonio Brown is going to be playing football next year?
Ooh, can I start with Antonio Brown?
We can start with Antonio Brown. Yes, Tyler just pointed this out to me.
How do I sit there and say, no, give me the calls of the game?
Antonio Brown was on the I Am Athlete podcast. He is talking to Brandon Marshall, and the subject of where AB could end up next season popped up. This was his answer.
Who's next in line for you? You play with the GOAT. You
Lamar
won a Super
Jackson.
Bowl with the GOAT. That's who you want to play for?
Action Jackson. Let's give Lamar Jackson his flowers.
Why?
Shout out to Lamar Jackson. That's it. Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback. Not only him throwing the ball, the dynamic of him playing, the excitement.
Who's next?
I love the fact that he came out and officially said that mental health is not a problem.
Yep.
Stop saying I have mental health issues. He's pissed at everybody for
giving
using
excuse.
That excuse.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like the I love it. Thank you.
So Marquise is his nephew.
Cousin, nephew, related.
Cousin.
All right, it's TC. So how you gonna say a player that's living there?
So AB, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown with Lamar Jackson. How'd that go? How would that go over?
It ain't going to last.
Our boss didn't say, what are we doing?
He was bothered by Tom Brady not getting him the ball enough, but Lamar Jackson will.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going to feel when the tight end is the number one read on literally every single play?
Yeah, I don't
RPO,
know how that's
go. What? What are we doing RPO?
I got a block. Yeah,
give me some of these other calls. We got some time
yes,
here.
Of
what
course.
Do we got?
The NFL, just truly the world's game. It was being covered in many, many languages, many different broadcasts. So I'm going to play the moment, and you guys just have to tell me what game and
all
what
right.
moment this
all
is.
Right, let's
start
here
with this.
I like this game.
This is the Spanish broadcast of some game that happened this weekend.
Pase buscando un milagro. Copa está solo y tiene el balón. Y ahora simplemente tiene que arrodillárselo para patear el gol de campo. Tiene que apurarse. Se les acaba el tiempo. Tiene que botar el balón y tomar un gol de campo.
I got a hand from
Shakira. I got it. That's the Rams beating the Bucks.
Yes.
Okay.
But do you know specifically
the play?
Cooper Kupp touchdown. Catch to get him in the field goal range.
Dave, Christian Fourier.
Pase buscando un milagro. Copa está solo y tiene el balón. Y ahora simplemente tiene que arrodillarse los Rams.
You left out the Rams.
Yeah,
the
he did.
Listen, I'm going to win this game.
Easy. That's a good job.
Listen, loser has to shave an eyebrow.
Okay,
nobody's
shaving anything.
Give me another language.
We got one. Time for one more.
Okay.
Russian broadcast. You tell me.
Russian broadcast.
Yeah, Christian's all over this one. You tell me what game this was.
Неплохо.
Боюсь, заблокированный пан. Подобрали его из спецкоманды. Спецкоманды заносит тачдаун. Вау! Ну вот, что ж, пока спецкоманды удерживают их в игре.
Okay, I want me to go again?
Go ahead, give me another one.
Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce touchdown.
Lou, do you have a guess?
Kansas City Chiefs, Tyreek Hill runs away from everybody for a touchdown.
You are both wrong.
Подобрали его из спецкоманды! Спецкоманды Сан-Франциско заносит тачдаун. Спецкоманды Сан-Франциско 49ers удерживают их в игре.
That would be the blocked punt for the touchdown.
You know, if I have one issue with you today.
What's that?
It's that you waited till now to do this. I am so irritated with you right now. Why are we not? How many more of these do we have? We got to do this again tomorrow.
I got one more.
Oh.
I got one more. You want to hear it?
Yeah, what the hell?
I'll just tell you what it is. This is the Cam Akers fumble.
Akers fumble. Oh, is me job, Tampa. Whoa.
Done.
Donkey Kong.
What's Donkey Kong in Russian?
Dude,
we
Donkey Kong.
Listen, whoa,
Brian, find four more. Find four more.
Okay,
I want to do it. Yes,
we'll get
tomorrow.
Some more tomorrow.
We got Ben tomorrow. You're gonna have a little bet with Ben.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I promise these are all gonna be football too. You can guarantee.
Right, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Wow, wee, woo.
I love it. All right, that's going to do it for us.
Good
Ben
Bowen
of the Globe, he will join us tomorrow. Take a look back at the weekend.
Donkey Kong.
Miss Pac-Man.
And then tomorrow maybe we'll take a look at maybe some of the quarterbacks.
Donkey Kong.
Fall in the AFC East.
Is he saying Donkey Kong?
I hear Don Quixote, like the man of La Mancha.
Donkey Kong, yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us today, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host- host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.